So what happens when your boss leaves?
Changes considerably. Every human being comes in with a set of values, stuff that's important to him or her. And when we walk into an environment as the boss, those values do a couple important things that affect us. First, it sets the culture of the place. So what is important to this new boss walking in the door is going to be how they reward and punish, how they hire and fire. The second thing is when they walk in with those values, it sets their expectations for you. Okay, they are going to fit their little subculture to fit them, not so much adapt to what's going on.
Well, right. So they're going to implement their own vision, their own ideas, but the new boss is going to have to do this with the pieces that are already in place.
That's right.
So there's going to be some tension there, it would seem like.
There is going to be some tension there. One of the things that is challenging for a lot of us is how do we figure out the scorecard? The good news is you will learn it.
One way or another.
One way or the other. Right. Okay. So we've got two approaches to learning that scorecard. The first approach is you can go Las Vegas style, where you just gamble and you may guess right. You may win, and that's great. And your boss says, yes, that was exactly what I was looking for. Well done, Joshua. Or you may guess wrong. And they say, why are you in this role in the first place? You can win big or you can lose big.
Okay, so I'm anxious to hear what is the not Las Vegas style.
Not Las Vegas style is more like a Sherlock Holmes style. We have to put on our detective hats and be strategic investigators. As soon as you can, set up time to take your boss to lunch. First thing, and there's a series of questions that you need to ask him or her.
All right, run down those questions quickly.
Ask them, and everyone will answer this question. Say, hey, tell me a little bit about your story. How'd you get here in the first place? Sounds friendly, warm, opening, and it is. What they'll tell you is a couple things. Their education and what their functional background is. So you'll learn a lot about what's important to them. You'll learn a lot about how they made decisions, about how they made changes or changed their paths. And you can learn based on the places they've been at and the reputations of those places, what they've been taught is important.
All right. What else do you ask?
You know, you've been here a while. I'm curious. What do you notice that's different about the place? The good, the bad, or the ugly? What you're listening for here is what they want to change. So they may say, you know, I like this. You really got some real strengths here, but I've also noticed there's some opportunities over there. So now you've already got a sense of what their vision and strategy is up in their head. Really important. So you can start pushing in that direction.
So a minute ago, we were talking about the uncertainty that comes with a new boss coming in. It can be scary. How do you deal with that?
Uncertainty comes from a lack of information. So we've got to fill that void. So before the boss gets here, learn as much as you can about him or her. Try and network with people who have worked with them before. Get their reputation. And then the last thing to do is just be a good detective. Watch how they make decisions. Watch their work patterns and flows. Watch how they dress. And try and match that as best you feel comfortable. That's true to you.
You've been listening to our career guy, Brandon Smith. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, always my pleasure.